I'm Dr. Karen Kann, your host and the author of the number one bestseller on Amazon, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And the intention of my show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. And today is the first Monday of the month, so we have Dr. Dennis Loebstein with us. And we are going to be talking about how to use phototherapy patches, the LifeWave phototherapy patches, to help us reach a zero-point state, or at least that's my understanding of it. And for my, you know, my desire is to help myself and others to get to that place where we can manifest what we want more easily. So our vision of, you know, what we want to create in the future to manifest quickly and easier with less obstacles. And my understanding is getting to that zero point and inserting your intentions in there is absolutely kind of like the fast track of how to do that. And Dr. Dennis today is going to be sharing with us, you know, what he's been using. I'm just beginning to really learn about sacred geometry, and I kind of get the gist of it, but I know that this has something to do with sacred geometry, and I'm really excited to share this with all of our listeners today. And if you do have a question of Dr. Dennis or myself, you can call in at 818-514-1190 and just hit 1 so we know you have your hand up. Again, 818-514-1190. And if you are online, I'm going to be opening up the chat in a few moments and also taking notes. So it's going to be published on the patchtrainingteam.com blog page. And that usually is about 15 minutes after the show. I'll have it completed with all the, you know, links that we talk about, acupuncture points, things like that. So you don't have to furiously take notes today. I'll be taking them for you, and you just go to patchtrainingteam.com and click on the blog, and you'll have the notes from today's show, as well as a replay of today's show in case you missed part of it or, you know, you didn't get to finish for whatever reason. So, Dr. Dennis, welcome.
Hi, Dr. Karen. I'm very pleased to be here with you, and I'm glad you're the one taking notes because you're much faster at that than I am.
Yeah, well, you get to talk and I get to take notes. How about that?
Okay, that'll work.
Yeah. Well, this is really interesting that you would introduce me to this concept. Now, I knew about Nikola Tesla, but not a lot about what he did. Obviously, now they're selling the Tesla car and all these kinds of things. And my very, very brief, you know, understanding was that Nikola Tesla was one of these geniuses that helped us to realize that there is free energy. That's about all I know about him. Except what, you know, I see from various different movies and things like that. And then you talked previously on a very old show, this might have been a couple of years ago, of using the eon patches to help us reach a state of being where we can then, you know, manifest easier. So we want to maybe today, you know, maybe you share that again or elaborate what you mean by all that. And maybe what, you know, what the problems are in today's society that's preventing us from getting to this really amazing state of being, zero point, what we call it.
Right. Well, perfect. So in brief, what we're doing is setting up what are called Tesla antennas with the patches. And I think there's feedback coming through the line.
I'm pretty clear. I can hear you very clearly.
Okay. So in order to set up a Tesla antenna, what we do is use the same frequency patch and basically put one in the area of the heart and one in the area of the hurt or the ashi. So in order to understand how that works, I wanted to run through a little story about what I was thinking about ley lines back in the 80s when those brick cell phones came out. And
that's so funny.
Yeah. Especially back then compared to what we've got now. And I want to give a little background about Tesla, as you alluded to. And as most of the listeners probably know, Elon Musk developed this industry called Tesla, where he's making Tesla cars. But he's also his company provides a platform for SpaceX, where SpaceX is a platform for 5G, and I want to talk about why that's important and how we got to 5G from the brick cell phones. And then I want to talk about the field of the heart and how, well, most people that learn about EKGs, like physicians in medical school and cardiologists, study how it's a vector from the sinoatrial node to the apex of the heart. But in reality, it's a dual helical or double helix spiral wave of depolarization from the general area of the sinoatrial node. And that double helical wave of depolarization of the myocardium or the heart muscle develops the zero point energy that you alluded to. And why we need zero point energy to tap into waves in the quantum that we can collapse into reality, and how we can invoke that property when using Tesla patches.
Cool.
Okay, so that's what I'm hit on today. Yeah, pretty heavy stuff. So, and also very interesting and very metaphysical. And as you know, I'm a metaphysician of Asian medicine. And my specialty is metaphysical energetics. So I have a little more understanding of how this stuff works than most people do. And that's not ego, that's just an observation. But
I agree.
So way back in the 80s, I saw all these people starting to walk around with these brick cell phones and wondering how the telecommunications grid was going to affect us. And by affect us, I mean interfere with natural ley lines. And most people are aware that there are pyramids, like the pyramids in Egypt, but they may not be aware that there are other pyramids scattered all over the earth that serve as antenna for the ley line grids, which form a pattern that are actually the pattern in the tree of life. So if you look at the pattern in the tree of life, you can see that in the ley lines as they're connected to the pyramids, like the ones where Atlantis used to be in the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, and where Lemuria used to be in the Pacific, and there are pyramids in South America and Central America, and not just Egypt. So we have antenna for ley lines. So all these ley lines are energy, is an energy grid that we tap into. And we are much more sensitive to it and aware of it in pre-ancient times. And I don't think the Egyptians built those pyramids. It used a technology that was much more advanced than what we had in ancient times. It was pre-ancient, like hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of years ago, that they were built with anti-grav technology to move those rocks. And that anti-grav technology involves monatomic gold, which has less of a gravity than you expect for its weight. For example, excuse me, if you measure the tear weight of a container on a scale, and then you put monatomic gold in it, it actually weighs less than what you would expect after measuring the tear weight. So,
wow.
It's surmised, yeah, the reason for that is that unlike other elements that have a physical liquid in a gaseous state, monatomic gold has a fourth state, and that is that it exists in more than one dimension, which accounts for why it weighs less on a scale. So it's one of the elements that can be used for anti-grav and for moving heavy blocks like we see moved and placed precisely in the pyramids. Anyway, that just gives a sense of the, excuse me a minute. I'm going to clear my voice here. So that gives us a sense for the technologies that were used in ancient times. Okay, so recall that we evolved from those brick phones in the 80s to flip phones in the 90s and 3G and then smartphones in the 2000s like 4G. And 4G LTE, which means long-term evolution of high-speed wireless. Wireless must be affecting my voice. evolved into 5G. And while we have like 200,000 towers or antenna towers scattered all over the USA for 4G, the telecommunications companies are proposing building millions of towers, millions of new towers for 5G. Mm-hmm. That by the 2020s, we're going to have so much 5G in place that it's going to support electromagnetic communication for AI or artificial intelligence. So basically what we're doing is evolving into Skynet. So contrast this generation of wireless, which is now evolving from microwave into millimeter wave bands at like 24 to 86 gigahertz, which dramatically interferes with our biocoherence and our body's ability to function. You know, we think microwave is bad when you see what something looks like after you send it through a microwave. We're actually constructing towers that are going to microwave ourselves and interfere with our biocoherence. Well, why is that important? Well, we use that biocoherence in our, or at least in ancient times, in our telepathy and our ability to communicate. So by developing the ability for AI to communicate, we're interfering with our own innate ability to communicate telepathically with our own biocoherence through the ley lines.
Okay.
And as you're aware, there's a spiritual war going on between harmony and disharmony, good and evil, light and dark, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And the ancient light uses these ley lines. In fact, the Earth was in a position relative to the galaxy to actually reset the source code and all the ley lines, and that was just done. So there's recently been a ley lines frequency reset to the source code. The source is the Great Spirit, God, if you will, the creator pattern. The matrix is
interfering. And when did this happen? You said recently.
Just recently. I don't know the exact date, but
like,
it's just recently.
Weeks, months, years.
Well, within the last month or so.
The reason I ask is because that sometimes I end up doing these very vast, huge healings that I don't really know what the meaning of them are, but I'm just told to help out. So then I'll do it, and that was pretty recent. So that's why I was asking.
Right. Well, so those healings are becoming more powerful, which you probably noticed. And that's because of reset of the source code. In spite of all this AI 5G going on around us and being constructed around us. So the intention of the disharmonious energies on the dark side isn't to facilitate better communication, because we already have that with our telepathy, which a lot of which most people have forgotten how to use. But it's to interfere with our innate communication with nature and to violate natural law in our being able to communicate through ley lines and with the source code. And for the last cycle of like 30,000 some years, we've had a matrix of artificial frequencies that violated the source code and didn't allow us to communicate telepathically outside the grid, or at least most people couldn't. And now most people are becoming more aware and being more able to do that. So the grid
kind of pushed people down so they couldn't really communicate through their natural abilities, through telepathy. But there are some that have broken through that. And more people are just, you know, consciously aware that this this network of energies or this envelope or whatever you want to call it, this you know, this low vibrational bubble is actually real.
Right. And so the dark side's trying to reinforce this low vibration bubble with 5G now. We don't really need it for telecommunications. And enough people are aware about this that they're starting not to use their cell phone so much. Now, I don't take it with me when I jog or when I do exercise. And a lot of people are becoming more aware like that, not to use it all the time and not to get sucked into focus on that screen when there's so many other energies around them they could be aware of.
Right.
So that's an awesome thing. Yeah. So the patches help us increase our biocoherence and guard against these disharmonious frequencies coming in. And in Chinese medicine, disharmonious frequencies that are not congruent with the body's own healthy frequencies is called evil qi or xi qi. I probably butchered the pronunciation. that's the concept of evil in Chinese medicine, and Asian medicine is disharmonious energy from disharmonious frequencies. So the patches help us establish or reinforce our biocoherence or our healthy frequencies. Now, why is that so important? Well, if we look at the human energy field, our biofields, we can contrast incoherent or blocked energy versus coherent or clear energy at different levels or a vibration, like the physical layer, the emotional layer, the mental layer, and the spiritual layer. So if we looked at what we're designed to be coherent with on a physical layer, when we're operating in coherence, we feel good. There's no pain. There's material harmony. There's good health and fitness. And when we're blocked and incoherent, like when we've got microwave and millivave 4G and 5G energies zapping through us from telecommunication, like overusing our cell phone, we've got at the physical layer blockages creating pain, because as most of the listeners know, in Asian medicine, pain is caused by blockages to the flow of qi. And the patches help get rid of those blockages by creating more coherence or more free flow of qi or bioelectrical energy in the body through the acupuncture meridians, which are actually conduits using liquid crystal water to carry the energy signature like optical fibers would of light throughout the body. And that communicates with our DNA, which then communicates back out through the skin. And we're actually light beings, so we emit light. Most people can't see it, but a lot of people are starting to become aware that it's there and can see it, those auras.
Mm-hmm.
And in people that are very spiritual, meditate all the time, and have let go of their ego, you can see a gold aura around them. And in people that are disharmonious, have holes in their Wei Qi field, which is the protective field of Qi around them, which is an aura, their field looks like grayish and is shot full of holes and is not smooth. And my sister Heidi, who's been working hospice, notices that in sick people, and she can see auras, and she notices that
cool.
People that are dying sick have these grayish, holy-like their aura shot full of holes around them. And I can feel people that are dying, the top of their Tai Chi pole feels like there's a stippling sensation, like the Qi or the Yang Qi is leaving their yin or their body and escaping.
Mm.
And she mentioned several times when she was around dying patients, she could actually see the light leave them through the top of their Tai Chi pole and rise up and enter the field around them.
Wow, that's amazing.
So the stuff I'm talking about is Nwuwu. It's actually real.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yellow Emperor's Classic of Internal Medicine actually talks about how the energy of the life force, or qi, is a material substance, which is a resonant transition between the physical jing and the spiritual shen. We have the balance of qi in the middle, and that's actually a physical substance. So that's at the physical layer. At the emotional layer, if we're coherent, we have joy and happiness and peace and safety and innocence and confidence. And when the emotional layer is incoherent, interfered with disharmonious frequencies and gets blocked, in contrast, we have sadness and depression and anger and resentment and guilt and shame.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Then on a mental layer, when we're coherent, and as I mentioned, the patches help with this, we have clarity of purpose, optimistic thoughts on a mental layer, and high self-esteem, feel much better about ourselves. And on an incoherent level, when we're interfered with disharmonious frequencies, we have confusion and paranoia and pessimistic thoughts and low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
We feel yucky about ourselves. On a spiritual layer then, and the spiritual layer interacts with morphic fields around us, morphic fields of frequency clouds of energy. We have faith. We're one with spirit. We know the soul's mission, and we trust our intuition. And I've noticed over the years of talking with you, you've developed that much, much better.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we even have people that visit our free community clinic, like a fellow named Lenny. He's an ex-shrimp boat captain from the Gulf. And he had to retire with a Gulf oil spill and the Corexit in the Gulf. And he's been listening every week and participating in our free community clinic on Wednesday evenings, and his heart's been opening up, and he's been developing much better intuition. So,
very cool.
And let me just finish up this picture with the incoherence on the spiritual layer, and that would involve fear, separate ego from source, like people that have big egos and think they can do better than what's natural. No known mission, and mistrust their intuition. Okay, so that's the picture of what we're looking at in what's coherent versus what's incoherent. So the patches, especially if we evoke the zero-point energy field from the heart to the ashi or disharmonious hurting pain block injured area on the body, can use the field of the heart to make that injured area more coherent. Now, we could do that with our intent anyway, but using alchemy, the way the ancients used to use crystals to reinforce energetic grids, we can use the patches, which are made of crystals, to reinforce energetic grids created with our intent and with the zero point energy of our heart, working in the quantum to collapse waves of possibility into our 3D reality.
Okay, you may have to say that last part again because it was so beautiful and I want to type it out.
Okay.
So,
using
alchemy the way the ancients used crystals to reinforce energetic grids, we can do this with the life wave patches because they're crystals and our intention and the field of the heart, right?
Yeah. And so because the field of the heart's at zero point energy, when we place our intention in that thought projected through the field of the heart or the heart frequencies at zero point energy, we can tap the quantum waves of possibility and collapse those into our 3D reality, which is now actually, because we're ascending, becoming more of a 4 and a 5D reality.
Mm-hmm. By the way, you know, I talk about ascending ascension a lot, and one of the other interviewees, a spiritual lady, she actually is, not Jewish. I forget. But anyway, she says that ascension is a Christian terminology, and I didn't actually realize that. I mean, I grew up, you know, Catholic, but when we use the word ascension, are we talking about Christianity or Christian?
Well, we're talking about the spiritual energetics of Christ consciousness, not the religion per se, which is full of dogma and ego and churches trying to control other people's behavior.
Mm-hmm. So I guess if somebody doesn't believe in Christ, then they don't believe in ascension. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I wouldn't make a blanket statement like that. I would say Christ consciousness is actually the energy or the vibration or the frequency of unconditional love, which is a paradigm throughout the universe, the paradigm of the source code. And that's what's been reestablished now is the source code in the ley lines at those frequencies, and that's what people are starting to wake up and become more aware of. So as they wake up and become more aware of it, they tap into quote-unquote Christ consciousness, called that because Christ used to teach that after his 18 years of traveling around the Orient and the East and in India and studying pyramids and from shamans. And those 18 years of his life are actually missing from the King James Version of the Bible. They're the Aquarian Gospel of Jesus the Christ. And that was written by Levi. through transmission.
Neato.
He got the information. Yeah, so that basically one of the most important lines in the Aquarian Gospel there is a quote from Christ where he says, "What I can do, all men can do."
Mm-hmm.
So that distinguishes what the church teaches, that you can only do it through the church, you know, become
right,
harmonious
right.
and love. But no, Christ said, "What I can do, all people can do." He said man, but, you know, it translates into people.
Mm-hmm. I got it down, folks. I got it down. It's in the notes.
Awesome.
That's beautiful. I love it. So cool.
So let me go back to this blurb I wrote up here about Tesla antenna and 5G. So to quote myself, Tesla antenna tap into ancient energy grids, such as ley lines that form the tree of life structures, but the disharmony of the 5G disrupts this healthy pattern. Now, that says the whole spiel in a nutshell right there.
Mm-hmm.
We already have the ability to tap into natural energy grids, to connect with source, to get our energy through these frequencies of unconditional love or Christ consciousness. And we're disharmoniously disrupting it with 5G and basically creating a synthetic communications network for artificial intelligence, which within the next 10 to 20 years is going to become self-aware. And if you remember the Terminator movies,
yeah,
with Arnold Schwarzenegger, where Skynet was the bad guy. Well, that's
right,
what we're building
right.
with 5G. We're actually constructing
but
Skynet.
But wirelessly.
Wireless Skynet. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
And those frequencies are interfering with our natural ley line ability to tap source. So all that's by intention. And it's no accident that George Soros, Nazi collaborator, has just recently bought controlling shares in Elon Musk's Tesla company so that he can have control of the SpaceX platform because the 5G that can be projected from space satellites can actually control behavior.
Well, we've had, at least from my little healing that I've done over time, is that there have been multiple different projects using various different satellites and radio things. And yeah, so it's good to know all the
right.
down and dirty from you, because then I know where to target healing. So thank you.
Sure. Yeah. And so we have these MIMO programs, like multiple input, multiple output, that increase the capacity and density of data rates. And that's the excuse for building the 5G, this massive network that needs more cell towers and basically
wow.
just
wow, so in other words, they're not using the current existing cell towers, they're building brand new ones?
Or changing them over. There are only 200,000 towers in the U.S. and they need millions. So they're going to transform the ones they have from 4G to 5G and also build new ones.
So they need millions to do that.
Yeah, and there's going to, well, they say they do for the telecom, but from my perspective, what they're actually doing is creating a millimeter wave network grid that's going to interfere with our ability to tap into source.
Gotcha. Not if we're on duty.
Yeah, right. And that's why we're talking about it. That's why I'm being
so
brave.
Yeah, thank you.
Because other doctors that like you and me, who talk about natural law, following natural medicine, are getting assassinated by the powers that be because they don't want us to talk about this stuff.
Yeah, but you're under our protection, Dr. Dennis.
Right. Yeah. So because there's no fear when you're under protection of source, and the light spirit warriors that you're harmonizing with your group is resonating with source, and so that's a form of protection, and that's awesome.
You know, it's interesting. You may have already read the book by David Wilcock called Ascension Mysteries. And one of the things I got from his book, and he talks about all these, you know, secret space programs and everything in there, is that he says he has to conduct his life with absolute integrity.
Right.
You know, no lying, no cheating, no, because that is how he stays physically alive.
That's right.
Because he gets protected. You know, but if we do things that are out of our integrity that we know are, you know, so-called bad, or, you know, the shield goes down because we're literally inviting evil to play with us. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's really important for all of us to stay in love. As much as we are, you know, it's good to have the knowledge, which is, you know, what you're sharing with us today, and that be that, you know, that consciousness and be awake. You know, and then immediately, you know, we can tune into that love frequency and do our job while we're really here.
Yep. So we have a serious impact of these disharmonious frequencies on, especially on our brains and our hearts, not to mention the rest of the body. And we already have like hundreds of millions of times more EMF in our environment than our grandparents did. And that's really alarming because it creates blockages to the flow of chi and makes us sick. And it's probably the source of most degenerative diseases that we see today, not the least of which is cancer. There, I said it, the C word.
Yeah, I've been doing this practice, Dr. Dennis, of loving everything, which is very challenging because, you know, sometimes the universe will give me little challenges to see if I can love it, like, you know, the carpenter ants, you know, or whatever, you know, things going wrong. And, yeah, so it's like learning to love cancer. I'm like, wow, okay, definitely, okay, I can do this, you know. It's like bringing a different perspective of how, you know, how we can love everything. Anyway, so that kind of segue off there. By the way, we do have some folks with their hands up, and if you are interested in asking Dr. Dennis or myself a question, it doesn't have to be about our topic today specifically, but anything related to, you know, LifeWave patching, how to use patches for XYZ problem or symptom, you can go ahead and call in and raise your hand. The number is 818-514-1190, and just hit 1 so we know your hand's up. Again, 818-514-1190. And then if you have a question on the chat, I've opened up the chat, so you can go ahead and place your question there as well. And we'll be going to the questions in a few minutes. All right, Dr. Dennis, take it away.
Oh, that's great. I want to leave more time for that than we usually do. But I just want to wrap up a few points here. So in Asian medicine, this evil chi from disharmonious frequencies causes blockages. Okay, that's one of the main points here. And the World Health Organization actually says that electromagnetic radiation, or EMR, from these disharmonious EMF frequencies is a class B carcinogen. It causes brain cancer, miscarriages, ALS, which is amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. And just as an aside, the girlfriend I used to be with and I lived in a place in Santa Fe where we had Tom Tam visiting us doing healing. He lives in Boston, but she was one of his students. And that's why I first learned from Tom Tam. And we had patients coming with ALS, and he was clearing their blockages with chi and making them more coherent, getting rid of the incoherence with the chi and reharmonizing them. and they would come in with oxygen tanks and walkers and leave totally without them.
Wow.
So we even have people like stunt people in Hollywood coming here all stiff and hurt and bent over with walkers. And they visit our clinic on Wednesday, and we patch them up and do some Qigong so the patches can reinforce the energy changes. And they straighten up, they get more flexible, they have better range of motion, and they dance down the stairs and leave their walker here.
Love it.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm sure you got lots of examples like that, too.
Yeah,
just from
it's pretty
the patches
fun.
Alone. Yeah. It's very rewarding, too, to see that. It makes my day.
Totally.
So, so back to using the patches for Tesla antenna, now that we have a background to understand why they work, basically we're tapping into the energy from the field of the heart and sending it to the ashi or hurt area of the body. So as you alluded to earlier, what I advocated was using Eon patches because they're very powerful frequency. But we could use other frequencies as well. Any of the patches would work just by themselves to increase the body's biocoherence, even without using them as a Tesla antenna. But if we use them as Tesla antenna, then not only do we get more biocoherence all over the body, but we get the channeled intent of the zero-point energy from the heart to the ashi area to heal. So how do we access the field of the heart with the patches? Well, there are different points that are very close to the heart. And that's like the chest center, CV17, that opens up the chest and the chong chi, which is, or the zong chi, which is the centered chi of the chest. And that includes the heart. We also have GV11, and that's a spirit gate on the back. And that's at the level of T5, right below the fifth thoracic vertebra. And we have the great connector, which is located at the apex of the heart at spleen 21. So if you go 6 soon or inches down from the mid axillary fold or from the center of your armpit down, which is 2 hand, 4 finger widths down, you hit spleen 21, the great connector, the great low. And that point actually connects all the yin chi coming from the legs and going to the chest and going from the chest and out to the arms. And then we have the yellow court gate, which is gallbladder 43. And that's, I'm sorry, it's bladder 43, not gallbladder. It's bladder 43. And that's located on the outer bladder line, which is 3 soon bilateral from the midline where the spine is to the vertebral border of the scapula and the ashi point where when you're palpating or feeling the vertebral border of the scapula about 3 soon out from the midline will show you exactly where that is and where to put the patch.
Yeah, it's a little difficult to reach there.
Yeah, you need some help with that, right? But the other ones are easier to reach. Well, except GV11 might be more difficult. So GV11 and bladder 43 are on the back. Spleen 21 is on the side, and CV17 is on the front. So all you need is really one patch. Probably using more than one's overdoing it. So those are areas around the field of the heart And then you want another patch of the same frequency elsewhere in the body. Let's say you hurt your ankle and you got an inversion injury of your ankle and your ankle's all swollen and you want the pain to go down and you want it to heal really quickly. So a good place to put the other patch of the same frequency, like an Eon patch or a glutathione patch on both locations, or a carnosine patch on both locations, or even Olivita on both locations. It doesn't matter. As long as they're the same patch on both locations, then you've got a Tesla antenna set up between the field of the heart and the ushi area. And for the ankle, in this example I mentioned, I would use gallbladder 40, which is the source point for gallbladder that's just in front of the ankle.
Cool. So you're saying with the Tesla antenna, you can put the patch, whichever one we choose, the first one resonating the heart, and it can be one of the ones that you mentioned, you know, either CV17, GV11, spleen21, or bladder 43.
Correct.
Okay, and as far as spleen21, that's both sides of the body, so we're using just the left?
Right.
Okay.
Well, actually, yeah, if you... That's the beauty of this Tesla antenna. If you're staying on the left side of the body, you can actually use an SP6 patch.
Okay, and people are concerned, like the Eon says only to use it on the right or the center, so can I still use it on the left spleen 21?
For this protocol, yes, but I would also use a negative patch on the left side. Just so you get the other energetics going besides the Tesla antenna, just so you don't shift polarity and cause too much of one. And that's especially the case if you're using a negative patch, like SP6 or one of the TAN patches. I wouldn't just use that because it would drain the body's energy. So put a positive patch somewhere on the right.
Okay, so if you use a TAN on the left spleen 21, but you said to use the same patch for the whatever hurts, you wouldn't put 2 TAN on the body then. Is that what you're saying?
No, I would. I'd use the same frequency.
Okay.
Like one on a TAN ice wave on spleen 21 and another TAN ice wave on, let's say it's the left ankle that's hurt, on left gallbladder 40.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would stick a positive patch, doesn't matter which frequency or which patch, on the right side, like an Eon patch or glutathione patch or even a carnosine or Olivita.
Okay.
On one of the or even the white ice wave patch or energy enhancer patch would be a good positive patch on the right side. That's just to balance.
Okay, so you always have to use a white every time you use 2 TANs, or in this case 2 TANs.
On the left side, yeah.
Okay.
But you don't have to worry about that if you're dealing with the midline or the right side of the body.
Gotcha. Okay.
Although to balance it out, if I were to put Tesla patches with the positive patches on the right side of the body, I probably would put an SP6 or one of the TAN patches on the left side somewhere, just to balance out the polarity.
Okay, but that's not absolutely necessary.
No, because you're putting energy in, you're tonifying, you're not sedating. Unless somebody's manic and hyper, then you don't want to tonify that much, then you can sedate a little bit with a negative patch on the left side.
Okay.
But most people have a chi deficiency, and it's much easier to drain their energy than it is to tonify them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's why if we use 2 white patches, even if, you know, the second white patch is on the right side, it's probably less of a big deal to have to put a TAN patch on the left side of the body because
Correct.
People are more likely drained than overstimulated or overcheat or whatever.
Right.
Okay, got it.
But the important point about the Tesla antenna is to use the same patch on both locations, the heart and the ASHI area.
Cool.
Okay, let's do the questions.
All right, let's open it up here. So if you have a question for Dr. Dennis and you're on the phone lines, 818-514-1190, just hit 1 so we know your hand is up. Also, if you're in the chat, you can go ahead and type your question in the chat. Okay, so we have here area code 770, so I'm going to unmute you. You can say your first name and tell us either what symptom you're having or what question you have. Okay, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for being patient.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. Is
What's
this
your...
me?
Yeah, it's you. Who's this?
Oh, gosh darn. Well, there you go. I just went blank. So, my question.
Spirit's calling you, sweetheart.
I know. Excuse me?
Spirit's calling you, sweetheart.
Spirit's calling you, sweetheart. Okay. God loves spirit.
Well, I'm like lost, and I think I already know what I need to know, but I just can't get there, and I'm disconnected somehow. So that's my question. I don't know if that makes sense. Shoot.
You feel kind of disconnected,
darn.
But you know you know.
Yeah, of course.
It
makes sense. A lot of people feel that way because of the mass confusion that's intentionally being created with all these disharmonious energies and all the distractions going on with political conflicts in our environment and so on. And that includes interference of people's education, even starting in kindergarten and into the universities, people get their education messed with. So it's understandable why you'd feel that way. But if you could focus on your center and learn how to meditate and just let go of all the garbage, you'll start seeing a clear path.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously? You did not just say that. I didn't graduate high school. I got my GED. I went through 4 long years of my RN and had to fail personal reasons, death in the family, upon getting my degree. So that's like crazy busy.
Yeah.
That's great.
Right. Of course. So now you have the opportunity to increase your biocoherence, and all that crazy stressful stuff probably made you incoherent, and that's blocking the direction of your thinking. So you can actually use the patches, as I described, with the Tesla formation while you're meditating. Put one on one of those heart points and another one on your belly button or just below,
I have extreme stomach issues. Good gracious.
Wow. Good one, Dr. Dennis.
Extreme what issues? I didn't hear that.
Stomach
issues.
Oh, stomach. I see. Okay.
My digestive system is like crazy busy and not happy. So, gosh darn. So, okay. I'm sorry I interrupted.
That's okay. So your intention while you're meditating with the Tesla patch pattern on you, as I described, one in the heart, one in the belly button, is to send healing energy from your heart to your belly button and throughout your whole gut and stomach area to harmonize your chi and your energy and to let go of the disharmony in there.
Okay.
You don't even have to know any more detail than that.
Okay. No, that actually makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah.
So have you tried any of the LifeWave phototherapy patches yet?
Yeah, I have, and maintaining focus. So, yep.
So we may want to try also, you know, in addition to what Dr. Dennis was saying, like one patch on your heart, one patch on your belly, maybe the next day try, you know, one patch on your heart and one, the same patch type, like Eon, for example, I would recommend. You can put this, on the second day, you can put one on the head, like the top of the head. We find
that
good for clarity.
That would be a good, yeah, my mind gets in the way, so.
Yeah, third eye or top of the head is good.
No, that brings up a good point, Dr. Karen. You could actually use Tesla antenna sending to different locations from the heart. So you could send both to the belly button and to the top of the Tai Chi pole at the same time with three different Eon patches. One on the Bai Wei, the top of the Tai Chi pole, which is GV20, and one on the belly button, which is CV8, and then one on one of those heart points that I mentioned, and direct the energy from the heart to those two areas. The top of the Tai Chi pole to bring in more Yang Chi from sky and to the belly button to harmonize the middle jiao or the spleen and the stomach.
Oh, is there a maximum number we can do? Like maximum number
no.
of patches? Like
only what people can afford. And also, I would keep it to a few areas instead of being like an octopus. Because then you could.
Yeah. I'm kind of like that. I kind of like have a gazillion tentacles out and I absorb everybody's everything and then I shut down. So.
Well, you must be empathic, and that's a problem with people that tend to be empathic is that they don't know how to clear other people's energy out of them. So you could, like in the system of matrix energetics, there's a frequency called frequency 9 that separates the self from not self. So without even knowing what that is, you can tap into that frequency 9 to separate self from not self and put that in your energetic field. And that will help you recognize what you are for yourself and to purge not self out of you.
Okay, I'm really, really trying to set good boundaries now. So
good. That's
a lot for me because I want to save everybody, but I can't.
Yep. I know
right.
That one. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your first name again?
Charlene.
Oh, yeah, Charlene. Charlene, you're okay with me downloading that to you now? I'll do it while Dr. Dennis talks.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And,
You can also create a magic circle around yourself that keeps out disharmonious energy, like a protection field. To reinforce your Wei Qi, protective field around your body. It's like increasing your shields. Like your shields go up.
Mm-hmm.
Like on the Starship Enterprise when Kirk tells Scotty to raise the shields.
Oh my gosh! I love Star Trek!
Well, of course you do.
Good.
Yeah, this is some
right.
of the stuff we teach in my courses. So, yeah, this
and
is all in alignment with some of the courses
good.
And programs.
Good.
That's awesome, Dr.
I recently rescued a 8-month-old Great Pyrenees Shepherd mix. So we are finding all our boundaries. And when I said, if you keep going after the cats, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to go and buy a choke collar. If you want me to do this, you know, go about your business. If you're going to concede, sit. And he sat.
Good.
The craziest thing, this dog hears me even when I don't speak. So, so I'm going to cry now because y'all just described everything that I'm like going nuts thinking I'm insane. So
no.
Oh no. No. So have you Charlene, you've joined my Light Warrior Network on Facebook, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, perfect.
Yes,
great.
Ma'am.
So you can get additional support there. And when you feel up for it, you can maybe join one of my programs so you can learn some of these skills on how to do your self energy healing.
Awesome.
Yes. That just blew me away. So, goodness gracious.
Well, Charlene, we're running out of time, so we're going to have to move on. But thank you so much for your question, and that was awesome. Let me mute you here. Let me just check in. Other questions? We have some other folks on the line. Nothing on the chat at this point. Dr. Dennis, I did have a clarification question, however. You mentioned bladder 43, which there are two on either side of the spine.
That's right.
And which one do we patch if we're trying to do a Tesla antenna, the left one or the right one, or does it matter?
Palpate it first and feel where the ashi point is. And the one that's
okay.
The most sore is the one to use the Tesla antenna on. If they're both sore, you can... put the opposite polarity patch on the other side, and like if you're using ice wave patches, you can move energy a different way other than the Tesla antenna. Or you can alternate Tesla patch frequencies, like one day use it on one side and the other day use it on the other side with a different polarity.
Gotcha.
Like use the Eon patch on the right side one day, and use the same midline point or similar midline point or even a negative point on around the heart on the left side. And then if the ashi point or the bladder 43 is on the left, then you could use that one.
Okay, fantastic. Great. Yeah, that is very helpful. Okay, any last words or suggestions for folks before we end for today?
Be hydrated. You optimize the patch's efficacy when you're hydrated. And a 1% increase in hydration, especially intracellular hydration, which is facilitated by the patches too, especially when you're hydrated with enough water, 1% increase in hydration will increase your metabolic efficiency by 10%. So you got a lot of physiology behind how the patches are working too. And that is congruent with all the spiritual things that we talked about today.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Yeah, that's very important. And you talked about the meridians being liquid crystals and, you know, definitely the liquid part. We definitely have to be... well hydrated in order for all this energy to run. At least that's my understanding. That's what you're, you know, sharing with us. That's how we do know the acupuncture patches, the phototherapy patches work much, much better when you are well hydrated. So that frequency can then run. Fantastic. So I'm just finishing up the blog, everyone, and it'll be ready in about 10 minutes after the show. Go ahead, Dr. Dennis.
Cool. Micromineral nutrients will also help the bioelectricity flow through the acupuncture meridians better. So being hydrated and also having enough electrolytes on board with micromineral nutrient will increase the efficacy of the patches too.
Yes. Yeah, I like that quite a bit as well. And when I do muscle testing for people, I often find if they're not responding as well to the patches that I suspect, the top problem is either hydration or they're not absorbing or processing or having enough minerals on board. So that's the other one. So thank you for that reminder too.
Sure. And also, I'd like to restate, as you do so often, that people are invited to our free community clinic on Wednesdays. And you can Zoom into our Zoom room if you're not living in LA and join us that way. And Dr. Karen has the invitation with the Zoom room link posted on her website somewhere.
Yeah, it's going to be right at the top of the blog. So if you go to patchtrainingteam.com and you just go to the blog, you'll see this post. And right at the top, there's a link there and the also the document that you can open up that you can download. And you can know the exact link that you can meet with Dr. Dennis and his wonderful sister Heidi every week if you want to virtually on Zoom, so you can get some help on how to do patching and understand more about Chinese medicine and blocked qi, etc. So thanks for that reminder,
yep.
Dr. Dennis. It's always a pleasure,
sure.
And this was a great show today. And I'm going to go ahead and send the blog to all the Facebook pages so everyone can take a look at what we've written and also listen to the show if they missed it. So thanks, everyone, for listening in. Thank you, Dr. Dennis.
Thank you, Dr. Karen. It's always a delight speaking with you, and thank you, everybody, for listening.
Okay, until next month, bye for now.